Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Achad Asar, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumas Mes, and the laws of impurity from a dead person in the Sea of Atar, the Book of Purity, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek of Beis HaPras. In this Perek, we discuss the Tumah of the Diaspora and the dwelling places of a Gentile, which has a similar halacha as that of the Beis HaPras. As Rambam begins halacha off regarding the laws of the Diaspora, Eretz HaGoyim, the land of the Gentiles, meaning everything out of Eretz Yisrael. So, Betchilo, in the beginning, Gazra Agusha Bovad. Initially, the decree was only on the clumps of earth, which we're going to see in Halacha Gimel, how much that is, but if let's say it was finely ground, that would not have the Tumah, it was only the clumps of earth, that has the halachic status Kebes HaPras, which we spoke about in the previous parak, which also has Tumah. And therefore, V'loi Metamim Ela Mahalachba, so they only contaminated someone who would walk through the diaspora, or touches it, or carries from its earth, because the Tumah was only on the clumps of earth. But they made a subsequent gezerah that even the airspace should be metame, which is v'ava pishlei noga b'lei nasa, even if he didn't touch or carry. Ella kibin shehechnes reisha b'rub b'la'ava eretzam, once his head and the majority of his body went into the diaspora, nitmer becomes tame. And v'chein kli cheres, so to an earthenware vessel, shehechnes avir le'eretz ha'goyim, if just its airspace, which is the interior of the vessel, goes into the diaspora, and Ushar Kalim, which their tum is not from the interior, Ushar Kalim regarding other vessels, Shechnes Rubam Lava Eretz HaGoyim, that have long the majority of the vessel went into the airspace of the diaspora, Nitmo, they become Tame. Halacha Beis, now, although there are these two tumas, Tumas Ave Eretz HaGoyim, the tum of the airspace of the diaspora, also Isaac Tumas Afara, wasn't as severe as the Gezeri they made regarding the tum of the earth of the Eretz Amim, rather, they made it lesser. Shall Tumas Afara, because regarding the Tumah of the actual clumps of earth, serve in Trumas V'Kachim. If Trumah Kachim comes in contact with it, one would have to burn it. And the Mestami B'Naisi, if someone becomes Tumah from carrying the earth of the Eretz Amim, Tumah Tumah Shiva, he's Tumah for 7 days, and he has to spray the Paraduma waters on him day 3 and day 7, like anyone who's Tumah from a mess, which we consider their land over there as not properly marked with the corpses, and we consider it like it has Tumah's mess. But if someone became tummy from the airspace, Ein Tzar Chazoy Shleish Shvi does not have to be sprayed day 3, day 7, Ela Tzvila, rather just immerse himself at Fahar Vashemesh and sundown, and that's enough. V'chein Truma V'Kadshim Shed Nitma Machma Sabir, and so too, when if Truma or Kadshim, Karbonis, became tummy because of the airspace of Eretz Amim, Toilin, it's suspended, Lo Eichlin, you can't eat it, but V'lei Sarvin, you don't burn it, and therefore it's important to know that those two different Gezeris, because the Avir, which came later, is not as severe as that as the Gush. Halacha Gimel, Afar Eretz HaGoyim, the earth of the diaspora, Afar Beis HaPras, which is what we're comparing this to from the previous parak, and the earth of a Beis HaPras, Mitame B'Maga B'Masa, they contaminate by being touched or by being carried, Kemish B'Arnu, like we explained Beis HaPras in the previous parak, and regarding this halacha of Eretz HaGoyim and halacha Aleph. Now, B'Kamish Yurim, how much is the measurement, how much earth? So it's K'chesim HaMatzufim, it's like the seal of the sacks. V'hu, and how much earth does it take to seal a sack? It's kepika gedailim. It's like the ball of the needle, which is used for weaving, that's a large one, shel sakoyin, of those who make sacks. Now, the thread that they would use to weave sacks is very thick, more than that of a regular warp and woof thread. And therefore, the ball of the needle is larger. That's the size of how much earth is used to seal the sacks. And that would be the measurement of it being metame b'maga b'masa. Now, Afar Beis HaPras, the earth of a Beis HaPras, or Vafar Chutz La'aretz, or the earth of Chutz La'aretz, Shebo B'Yarek, which comes in the vegetables which are being brought from out of Eretz Yisrael. So, Miyesh B'Mokam Echad, Kechais Ma'amartu B'Nu, said, but one place you have the amount of earth that's like the seal for a sack, so Matam, it's going to contaminate, like we said, with Maga and Masa. But from Lav, if not, in Mestav, you don't combine all the earth together. Because the Gezerah was only on the clump of earth as it was made, meaning even if subsequently all the pieces of the earth gather together and they have like the measurement, that will not be metam. It has to be the clump as it was in the ground. And actually, Ma'isa, there was a story that there were letters that came from out of Eretz Yisrael to the sons of the high priest. And from all the letters together that were sealed with the earth was like a saw and two saw of the seals, which is a much larger than just the minimum of kachais mamatzufim. But they weren't concerned about the tumah of Eretz Amim. Not one of the seals had kechesim amatzufim, like the seal of the sack. In total, they did. But since each one is not kibriyasi, like that of kechesim amatzuf, therefore, they weren't concerned about the tumah. Halachadal, to maybe tanurim. If someone brings ovens, usfalim, and bowls, or klicheres, and these small earthenware vessels, mechutzlarts, from chutzlarts, so actually, husko, if it wasn't yet heated up and made into a vessel, so to me, mishum eretz agayim, it's going to have a tumah because of the earth from the diaspora, because it's like a clump of earth. Mishum husko, if it was already heated up, then to me, mishum kli cheres, shenit b'b eretz agayim, then it's going to be halachic status, not as earth, but as an earthenware vessel, which became tummy from the diaspora, she'inim etamot became, which that cannot contaminate people and vessels, k'mishum b'arnu, like we explained in Perikei Halacha Vav, that a kli cheres does not become an avatumah to be metame or the mekelim. Halacha Hei continues regarding distinct places in the Eretz Ha'am. Hamahalach be'Eretz Ha'agayim. So someone's going in the diaspora, in the lands of the nations of the world, Baharim, in the mountains of Asloim, and where the boulders are, Tamei Tumah Shiva. Even though generally they don't bury dead people over there, but at times the earth from elsewhere could spill out over there, so therefore it will still have the halacha of being Tamei for 7 days. Now, Bayam, let's say he's going in the sea, or even on land, but where at times when the fury of the waves come crashing down on the land, it comes to that area. So tar mishum nagiyah be'eretz ha'agayim. So that's going to be pure from this halach of touching the air, land of the diaspora, because people don't bury the dead over there, and even whatever earth is there, the waves would carry away. But v'tamim mishum avir, but it would be tamim for being in the air space, which again is a lesser type of v'tamim, as we had previously explained. Hanichnas le'eretz ha'agayim b'shidav. Someone goes into the diaspora in the cabinet, teva, a chest, a migdal, a closet, ha'porichim avir, which flies in the sky, which we can explain that like an airplane, but it's whatever it is they're flying in the sky, is tameh, will be tameh, sh'ol zarek in the kar oil, because a moving tent is not considered as an oil, therefore it does not interpose. We were talking about, even though it's sealed on all sides, it does not interpose from the tumah of the eretz ha'am. Halach above, Surya, regarding Syria, afar tamei kechutzlaretz, its earth is tamei like that of chutzlaretz, but the second gzera, Bavira, regarding its airspace, is tar. L'gaz alavira, they didn't make the decree on its airspace. L'fikach, therefore, m'hoysa smuch l'eretz Yisrael. So, if you're in Syria that's near Eretz Yisrael, safa b'safa, boundary to boundary, l'hoi mavzik b'neim, there was nothing between them, l'hoi eretz ha'goyim, not other land of the diaspora, v'le basic for us, no cemetery, v'le basic for us, and no basic for us, which we're talking about that tape, based on process, called a field that a grave got lost in over there. So if you don't have any of these things, you could go in a pure state into Syria in one of these cabinet chests or closets, because as long as it doesn't touch the clumps, just going to the airspace is not problematic in Syria. And so to the other Gentile lands, which is near Eretz Yisrael, if you don't have between them an impure place, and there's a nevdekes or tahira, you could just check, and it's going to be pure because they weren't geyser on the lands of the Gentiles. They're right in Eretz Yisrael, on the airspace. So as long as you check and you make sure that there's nothing over here, that there's a grave or one of these tummy areas, then also one could stay in the state of purity by going into that land. Halacha Zayin, a related halacha, not regarding Eretz Ha'amim, but in Eretz Yisrael itself, the place where a Gentile dwells. Malkum Shashachnu Boy Game Eretz Yisrael, a place where Gentiles dwell in Eretz Yisrael, Hadiz Metami Ke'eretz Ha'goyim. That will also contaminate like the lands of the Gentiles, Achi Badik, until it's inspected. Because Shema Kavu Bay Nefalim. Again, there's similar concern that they have in Chutzlitz where they just bury. Here also that they might have, although there's no graves over here, but that they might have had a stillborn, a miscarriage, and buried the Nefal over there, which is Metami. So then we have to treat it as Tami until it's inspected. Halachachas. So truma and kachim shenitnu machmas medar agoyim, which became tummy because of the dwelling place of a Gentile. So here it's tailin suspended. We don't presume, but we suspect. So lo eichlin, you can't eat it, but lo serve, and you can't burn it, because now it'll burn truma kachim unless you have to. Now, b'kama yishib b'makom, how long is it that the Gentile could be living over there? B'yitzarch b'dika, that has to be checked to see if there's tummy there or not. Star ba'am yaim, at least for a period of 40 days. The amount of time that it would take for a woman to become pregnant, and that it should be considered as a viable fetus, which has a tumah of a mess, which is only after 40 days, from when that it could contaminate. And we're not concerned that maybe she was pregnant when she came in. And I feel like Isha, even though it's just a bachelor, a man living without a woman, Imshar bar miyam, if you live in there 40 days, medoyrei tamei, his apartment is tamei, actually bothered until it's checked. Gizeirim shemadu shatiya by isha, as a decree because of a dwelling where there would be a woman. And a fellow evet, even a servant who, we don't say that, oh, because of the fear of his master, he wouldn't bring in a zayna into his house. Or vesaris, even a man that cannot even father a child, because he's a eunuch. Oy isha, or a woman that doesn't have a man with her. A kotten menteshtem memechad, or even a minor, but as long as he's 9 years old. Oysa mader hagayim, ultimately they make the mader hagayim to have this halacha of this tumah. Halacha tes, where a 9 year old is that of the age where he's royal abiyah. Halacha tes, mader gayim, but if there's an apartment of a Gentile, but shahayi by eved mi Yisrael, but there's a slave from a Jew, a isha or a woman, a katan ben tesha, or at least a minor that's 9 years old, mishamina that's watching over shleik b'sham nefil, that's making sure that the Gentile doesn't bury any miscarriages over there, then the tzach b'dikah then doesn't have to be checked because they're watching. Now vasmahim, but when they check, well, we said you have to check to make sure there's no tumor. What do they check? So they check esabib and hamukim, the deep septic drains, v'samayim asruchim, and the putrid waters. We check that maybe that's where they threw this stillborn. Now, but v'chamakim shachazir v'achud yichoyim lahoylich misham hanefel, any area where the swine and the weasel could go and take from there the fetus, where even though we had said in the previous halacha and perek tes that we don't rely on that, that's only when it was definite. Here, it's only because of a doubt, maybe the Gentile buried a nephil over there. Therefore, we would rely on the dragging of the chulda and the chazir. So in the tzarech b'dik, you wouldn't have to check, because we could also suspect that maybe they dragged away the stillborn from there. Meder hagoyim shacharv, regarding the apartment of a Gentile that was destroyed, hareibu tumasa asher yibadik, it still retains its halach of tumah until it's inspected to make sure that there's no tumah of a stillborn over there. Halacha yod, hoitz devanias, which is an area in the public domain right by a house, which there's a roof over these pillars, but without any walls. That does not have the halachic status of the apartment of the Gentile, because it's open. There's no area over there to conceal and to bury, to hide the aborted fetus. There's 10 places that don't have the halachic status of the Gentile apartment. Because since the dwelling is not permanent, like Gazalim Tuma, the Rabban did not decree this halacha of Tuma. Beilim Asram Mekamis. These are the 10 places. Aholi Arvim, the Arabian tents, Vasukais, and these temporary structures that are made for those who watch the produce, Vatsrifin, which is a tent that's made out of a type of a rubber called Srif, Vaburganin, and these are the huts that they would put store the produce, Vatikr Shalgabi Amudim, Venod Fanas. There's a roof on pillars, but without any walls. Main bata kites, and though the summer homes, uve shar and a gatehouse, vavir shel chatzer regarding the open area of a courtyard, v'amerchatz in the bathhouse, umalkim shoysim b'hachitz mokleim mochama, and the place where they make the arrows and all the other artillery, umakrem haligaynis, and the place where the soldiers are. Since it's not permanent residences, it does not have the halacha as meder ha'akim. Halacha yid alef, hachanus, a store, imba mishum meder graim, also does not have the halacha as the apartment of a Gentile. Only if he actually lived over there. If there is a courtyard that it will be tamei because of the dwelling of a Gentile. So then its gatehouse and its airspace will have the same halacha tama as itself. And but however, this whole halacha of the apartment of a Gentile, and neither this halacha of Beis HaPras that we spoke about in the previous parak, we don't have them. These were only gezeiros that were made in Eretz Yisrael. Halachid beis ayoris hamuvlois beEretz Yisrael, regarding cities that are absorbed, that are surrounded by Eretz Yisrael on the three sides. Kegoin Sisis v'chabrei Seha, this town Sisis and its neighboring areas, Ashkelon v'chabrei Seha and Ashkelon and its areas. Alpha bishur b'turis min amaisim neshvius, although it's exempt from the laws of Meiser and from Shemitah because it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But still, Imbeh Mishom Eretz Agrem does not have the halacha of the tumah of the diaspora because it's surrounded on all sides by Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, v'cheskes drachim shel oile bavel, the presumption is that the roads that were used from those who would come up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, that they're taharis, that they're pure, afa bishem v'lois b'Eretz Agrem, even though they're surrounded on all sides from the Gentiles' lands, but this is the path that they use and is presumed to be as tar.